Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast Series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
We're the end, the empty spaces. Hello and welcome to day number 123 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. A production of the PC Speaking Podcast. Today, our reading is from Judges chapters 15 through 17. And over in the New Testament, we're going to be reading from Luke chapter 22. Still talking about Samson today, reading about Samson. Yeah, Judges 15 describes the conflict between Samson and the Philistines. He discovers that his wife was given to another man, and he retaliates by burning the Philistines' fields. And the Philistines respond by burning Samson's wife and her father to death. That's pretty rough. Samson avenges their death, leads to a cycle of vengeance. Judges 16 contains the well-known story of Samson and Delilah. And the Philistine rulers bribe Delilah to figure out the source of Samson's strength, which leads Samson to reveal that his strength lies in his uncut hair to Delilah. It's a symbol of his Nazarite vow to God. And she betrays Samson by having his hair cut while he sleeps. And the Philistines capture Samson. They bind him and imprison him. Judges chapter 17 shifts to a story about Micah, who establishes a private shrine with idols and hires a Levite as his personal priest. And the story begins a section of Judges that highlights moral and spiritual decay in Israel. Over Luke 22 in the New Testament, we'll begin with the plot to betray Jesus. And could also talk about the Lord's Supper. Jesus predicts Peter's denial. He emphasizes the importance of servant leadership and announces that one of the disciples will betray him. After the Passover meal, Jesus prays in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he's wrestling with what lies ahead, but ultimately submits himself to God's will. He's betrayed by Judas and arrested. Well, let's go to our reading for today, and then we'll come back here for a few devotional thoughts, meditations for today, and an idea for further study. Judges chapter 15. But after a while, in the time of the wheat harvest, Samson visited his wife with a young goat. He said, "I will go into my wife's room." But her father wouldn't allow him to go in. Her father said, "I most certainly thought that you utterly hated her. Therefore, I gave her to your companion. Isn't her younger sister more beautiful than she? Please take her instead." Samson said to them, "This time I will be blameless in the case of the Philistines when I harm them." Samson went and caught 300 foxes and took torches and turned tail to tail and put a torch in the middle between every two tails. When he had set the torches on fire, he let them go into the standing grain of the Philistines and burn up both the shocks and the standing grain, and also the olive groves. Then the Philistines said, "Who has done this?" They said, "Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he has taken his wife and given her to his companion." The Philistine came up and burnt her and her father with fire. Samson said to them, "If you behave like this, surely I will take revenge on you, and after that I will cease." He struck them hip and thigh with a great slaughter, and he went down and lived in the cave at Edom's rock. Then the Philistines went up, encamped in Judah, and spread themselves in Lehi. The men of Judah said, "Why have you come up against us?" They said, "We have come up to bind Samson, to do to him as he has done to us." Then 3,000 men of Judah went down to the cave in Edom's rock and said to Samson, "Don't you know that the Philistines are rulers over us? What then is this that you have done to us?" He said to them, "As they did to me, so I have done to them." Then he said to them, or they said to him, "We have come down to bind you, that we may deliver you into the hand of the Philistines." Samson said to them, "Swear to me that you will not attack me yourselves." They spoke to him, saying, "No, but we will bind you securely and deliver you into their hands, but surely we will not kill you." They bound him with two new ropes and brought him up from the rock. When he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted as they met him. Then the Lord's Spirit came mightily on him, and the ropes that were on his arms became as flax, and that was burnt with fire, and his hands dropped off from his hands. Or his bands dropped off from his hands. Then he found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, put out his hand, took it, and struck 1,000 men with it. Samson said, "With the jawbone of a donkey, heaps on heaps with the jawbone of a donkey. I have struck 1,000 men. When he had finished speaking, he threw the jawbone out of his hand, and that place was called Ramoth Lehi. He was very thirsty and called on the Lord and said, "You have given this great deliverance by the hand of your servant, and now shall I die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised?" But God split the hollow place that is in Lehi, and water came out of it. When he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Therefore, its name was En-Hakkor, which in Lehi to this day, he judged Israel 20 years in the days of the Philistines. Chapter 16. Samson went to Gaza and saw there a prostitute and went into her. The Gazites were told, "Samson is here." They surrounded him and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city and were quiet all the night, saying, "Wait until morning light, then we will kill him." Samson lay until midnight, then arose at midnight and took hold of the doors of the gate of the city with the two posts and plucked them up, bar and all, and put them on his shoulders and carried them up to the top of the mountain that is before Hebron. It came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, "Entice him and see which his great strength lies, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver." Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me where your great strength lies and what you might be bound to afflict you." Samson said to her, "If they bind me with 7 green cords that were never dried, then I shall become weak and be as another man." The lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green cords, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now she had an ambush waiting in the inner room. She said to him, "The Philistines are on you, Samson." He broke the cords as a flax. Thread is broken when it touches the fire. His strength was not known. Delilah said to Samson, "Behold, you have mocked me and told me lies. Now please tell me how you might be bound." He said to her, "If they only bind me with new ropes, with which no work has been done, then shall I become weak and be as another man." So Delilah took new ropes and bound him with them, then said to him, "The Philistines are on you, Samson." The ambush was waiting in the inner room. He broke them off his arms like a thread. Delilah said to Samson, "Until now you have mocked me and told me lies. Tell me with what you might be bound." He said to her, "If you weave the 7 locks of my head with the fabric on the loom." She fastened it with a pin and said to him, "The Philistines are on you, Samson." He awakened out of his sleep and plucked away the pin and the beam and the fabric. She said to him, "How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these 3 times and have not told me where your great strength lies." When she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, his soul was troubled to death. He told her all his heart and said to her, "No razor has ever come on my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaved, then my strength will go from me, and I will become weak and be like any other man." When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up this once, for he has told me all his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hand. She made him sleep on her knees, and she called for a man and shaved off the 7 locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. She said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." He awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times and shake myself free." But he didn't know that the Lord had departed from him. The Philistines laid hold of him and put out his eyes, and they brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of bronze. And he ground at the mill in the prison. However, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaved. The Lord of the Philistines gathered together to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and rejoice, for they said, "Our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand." When the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, "Our God has delivered our enemy and the destroyer of our country, who has slain many of us, into our hand." When their hearts were merry, they said, "Call for Samson, that he may entertain us." They called for Samson out of the prison, and he performed before them. They set him between the pillars, and Samson said to the boy who held him by the hand, "Allow me to feel the pillars on which the house rests, that I may lean on them." Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were on the roof about 3,000 men and women who saw while Samson performed. Samson called to the Lord and said, "Lord God, please remember me and strengthen me. Please, only this once, God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my 2 eyes." Samson took hold of the 2 middle pillars on which the house rested and leaned on them, the one with his right hand, the other with his left. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." He bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell on the lords and on all the people who were in it. So the dead that he killed at his death were more than those who he killed in his life. Then his brothers and all the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burial site of Manoah, his father. He judged Israel 20 years. Judges chapter 17. There was a man of the hill country of Ephraim whose name was Micah. He said to his mother, the 1,100 pieces of silver that were taken from you, about which you uttered a curse and also spoke it in my ears, behold, the silver is with me. I took it. His mother said, may the Lord bless my son. He restored the 1,100 pieces of silver to his mother. Then his mother said, I most certainly dedicate the silver of the Lord from my hand for my son to make a carved image and a molten image. Therefore, I will restore it to you. When he restored the money to his mother took 200 pieces of silver and gave them to a silversmith who made a carved image and a molten image out of it. And it was in the house of Micah. The man Micah had a house of gods and made an ephod and a teraphim and consecrated one of his sons who became his priest. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did that which was right in his own eyes. There was a young man out of Bethlehem, Judah, of the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he lived there. The man departed out of the city, out of Bethlehem, Judah, to live where he could find a place. And he came to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Micah, as he traveled. Micah said to him, where did you come from? He said to him, I am a Levite of Bethlehem, Judah, and I'm looking for a place to live. Micah said to him, dwell with me and be to me a father and a priest, and I will give you 10 pieces of silver per year, a suit of clothing, and your food. So the Levite went in. The Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was to him as one of his sons. Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest and was in the house of Micah. Then Micah said, now I know that the Lord will do good to me since I have a Levite as my priest. Over to the New Testament, Luke chapter 22. Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is called the Passover, was approaching. The chief priest and the scribes saw how they might put him to death, for they feared the people. Satan entered into Judas, who was also called Iscariot, who was counted with the 12. He went away and talked with the chief priest and captains about how he might deliver him to them. They were glad and agreed to give him money. He consented and sought an opportunity to deliver him to them in the absence of the multitude. The day of unleavened bread came, on which the Passover must be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare the Passover for us that we may eat. They said to him, where do you want us to prepare? He said to them, behold, when you have entered into the city, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him into the house which he enters. Tell the master of the house, the teacher says to you, where's the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large furnished upper room. Make preparations there. They went, found things as Jesus had told them, and they prepared the Passover. When the hour had come, he sat down with the 12 apostles. He said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will no longer by any means eat of it until it is fulfilled in God's kingdom. He received a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, take this and share it among yourselves, for I tell you, I will not drink at it all again from the fruit of the vine until God's kingdom comes. He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in memory of me. Likewise, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it has been determined, but woe to that man through whom he is betrayed. They began to question amongst themselves which of them it was who would do this thing. A dispute also arose among them, which of them was considered the greatest. He said to them, the kings of the nations lord it over them, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors, but not so with you. Rather, the one who is greater amongst you, let him become as the younger, and one who is governing as one who serves. For who is greater, one who sits at the table or the one who serves? Isn't it he who sits at the table? But I am amongst you as one who serves, but you are those who have continued with me in my trials. I confer on you a kingdom, even as my Father conferred on me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. You'll sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. The Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan asked to have all of you, that he might sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you, that your faith wouldn't fail. You, when once you have turned again, establish your brothers. He said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. He said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will by no means crow today until you deny that you know me three times. He said to them, when I sent you out without purse, bag, and sandals, did you lack anything? They said, nothing. Then he said to them, but now whoever has a purse, let him take it, and likewise a bag. Whoever has none, let him sell his cloak and buy a sword. For I tell you that this which is written must still be fulfilled in me. He was counted with transgressors, for that which concerns me is being fulfilled. They said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. He said to them, that is enough. He came out and went, as his custom was, to the Mount of Olives. His disciples also followed him. When he was at that place, he said to them, pray that you don't enter into temptation. He was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. Being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. His sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he rose up from his prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. He said to them, why do you sleep? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation. While he was still speaking, a crowd appeared. He, who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He came near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? When those who were around him saw what was about to happen, they said to him, Lord, shall we strike with a sword? A certain one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus answered, let me at least do this. And he touched his ear and healed him. Jesus said to the chief priests, captains of the temple, and elders who had come against him, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you in the temple daily, you didn't stretch out your hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. They seized him and led him away and brought him into the high priest's house, but Peter followed him from a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat amongst them. A certain servant girl saw him as he sat in the light and looked intently at him. This man also was with you. He denied Jesus, saying, woman, I don't know him. After a little while, someone else saw him and said, you are also one of them. But Peter answered, man, I am not. After about 1 hour passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, truly, this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean. But Peter said, man, I don't know what you are talking about. Immediately, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the Lord's word, how he had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. He went out and wept bitterly. The men who held Jesus mocked him and beat him. Having blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, prophesy, who is the one who has struck you? They spoke many other things against him, insulting him. As soon as it was day, the assembly of the elders of the people were gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away into their council, saying, if you are the Christ, tell us. But he said to them, if I tell you, you won't believe. And if I ask you, you will in no way answer me or let me go. From now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God. They all said, are you the Son of God? He said to them, you say it, because I am. They said, why do we need any more witness? For we ourselves had heard from his own mouth. Well, there's our reading for the day. Devotional thoughts, things to think about to kind of settle ourselves in God's word today. In what ways did Samson compromise his Nazarite vow? And what were the consequences of that? And how can we guard against compromising in our own commitments to God? Micah's story, Judges chapter 17 that we read, shows the dangers of, creating our own religion to suit personal desires. How can we ensure our worship remains true to God's word and not influenced by cultural or personal preferences? And Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane shows his humanity and reliance on his Father. How can you follow Jesus' example in bringing your fears and anxieties to God in prayer? If you would like to do so, here's an idea for a little further study today involving Samson's strength and weakness. Study the contradiction of Samson's physical strength and moral weakness and reflect on how God can use flawed individuals for his purpose. Maybe take a little time and study that topic in the Bible. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and his word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul will keep on singing.